I'm sure that many of you in the past few weeks have felt the anger, the shame, the sadness of the scandal that's going on in the church right now. I myself have fluctuated from angry to sad to a sense of feeling betrayed, feeling for the victims, feeling for the shadow placed on the priesthood upon myself, and knowing how this hurts the faith of so many in the pews. Just last week, I was at the Parker Library wearing my Roman collar and getting the glare, the look of suspicion. Are you a good priest or are you one of the rotten ones? But I believe that this purification is necessary. That the reports that we've read and anything that comes out in the future needs to come to light. It must, so that the household of faith might be healed and purified of sin. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that there are many good, holy bishops and priests serving our church. Men who are not power hungry, but truly love Jesus and desire to lay down their lives with him for all of you. I want you to know that as one who was at our seminary in Denver for 9 years, that I experienced nothing of what you hear in these stories. We have an amazing seminary forming amazing men to serve Christ's church. And we have to focus on the hope and the goodness that lies around us. I believe that we're being invited to cling to Jesus more, to the power of the sacraments that we celebrate week after week, to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, and our ears fixed on listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd who speaks to us in the Scriptures and in the teachings of the Church. I stand here to say, I still love Holy Mother Church. I love my bride. I love the priesthood, and I love being a priest. And I love each and every one of you who come through these doors week after week. We have to focus in the midst of the darkness on the light, because Jesus is the light of the world, and he exposes sin so that he might deliver us from its evil. I have had no more joy in my life than being a spiritual father to all of you. And I ask you to pray for the church, for the healing of the mystical body of Christ, to pray for the victims, to pray for those whose faith has been hurt, knowing that we're praying as well, if that's you in the pew. And pray for your priests in the midst of this scandal. Now let us take a look at the sacred scriptures that Holy Mother Church gives us in our Roman liturgy today. This weekend we start, for the next 5 weekends, listening to the Epistle of James. And today we're instructed, humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and that is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not just hearers, deluding yourselves. You see, the apostle is telling us that we must not only listen to God's word, we must not only hear it, but we must put it into practice. For only the word of God implanted deep inside of us can heal us of our sins and bring about the fruits of repentance and conversion from sin. Otherwise, we all end up becoming the people that Isaiah prophesied about, those who honor the Lord with their lips, but in their hearts are far from him, and in vain is their worship. Notice that Jesus instructs us in the Holy Gospel that it's not what is outside of us that defiles us, but sin comes from within us. And our Catholic theology traditionally teaches that there are three enemies in our life of grace: the devil, the flesh, and the world. And Jesus gives a list of the things that pour out of the heart of men which bring about our defilement. Now, I wish that we had time to go through each and every one of those, but we don't. So I want to make just 2 points on what Jesus says in the gospel. First, that our Catholic theology and doctrine derives from this passage, among many others, its teaching on concupiscence. That all of us, even after our baptism, are inclined to temptation and to sin. So it means that we must be vigilant and on alert, because our enemy, Scripture tells us, is prowling like a roaring lion, looking to devour us. And secondly, a reminder that all of us are called to chastity. The biblical and doctrinal teaching of the church is that sexuality belongs in a marriage between one man and one woman, and that sex is always to stay within a marriage. You see, even in a marriage, though, there has to be chastity. There cannot be the use of contraceptives, abortifacients, or anything that blocks the procreative and unitive dimension of the marital act. Any other use of human sexuality is against God's commandments. I can't get up here week after week and just give you fluff. My job is to faithfully hand on God's commandments and not human precepts and traditions. So fornication, premarital sex, is contrary to the law of God. All of us are called to chastity. And what chastity does as a virtue is it trains us to look at another person not as an object for gratification, pleasure, or use, but to see them as a person worthy of being loved. Right? That a person is never to be used, but always to be loved. That's chastity in a nutshell. So as we go to the Lord's altar, let us pray for Holy Mother Church. Let us pray for the purification and healing of the body of Christ. Let us humbly welcome the Word into us that can save us. The Word who was made flesh 2,000 years ago in Nazareth. The Word who is made flesh at every Mass, at the altar, in the Eucharist. Let us ask that he implant in us the salvation that we need and the salvation that the Church, the Bride of Christ, needs. Praise be Jesus Christ.